All right, Emily, good to see you this morning.
Good to see you too,
and just have a little chat about CAS and what you've achieved through the program. So looking back now at everything that you've achieved, and you've done a real eclectic range of activities during the whole program over the last sort of 18 months. Can you think of sort of like highlight moments where you feel that you've really experienced an area of growth? And tell me about that.
So I think, you know, one long-term area of growth that I had was leading the service Trashin. I had a co-leader that I did that with. And I think I've mentioned before in other CAS interviews that when I signed up for the position, it wasn't so much because I knew a lot about the specific area, but I kind of threw myself headfirst into something that was unfamiliar, but I was willing to learn about. Mm-hmm. And I think through that experience, and you know, I think as the service progressed, there were more people who joined. It was easier to like learn more about the skills necessary to like lead a team, and also just like the organizational skills that are also like required for that. Mm-hmm. I think I've learned that I feel like I'm able to lead in situations where it feels, where it's familiar and I know everyone around me, but then when I'm placed in a new bubble with people with faces that I haven't really seen before, it can be a bit daunting. Mm-hmm. I think that naturally it feels a bit, you know, scary to be surrounded with so many new faces, but I think it's just being able to be confident and to work with a lot of different people and work to everyone's skills and being open-minded as well, that is really something valuable to take into the future. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I think same thing as well with the planning for Project Week and, you know, being, I guess, a leader within my team to try and organize the stuff on our document and also just like looking into the trip. And I felt that it was really rewarding once we were able to go on Project Week. So it's just like small things of, and you know, we face some difficulties within the group working with each other. Just in terms of the amount that everyone was like contributing, but I think that ultimately, same thing again, it's just learning to work with a lot of different people even when things don't always feel super familiar.
Mm-hmm. I think you've just explained so many different things there that highlight skills that I've noticed in you and competencies that you've developed over time. I think you've shown that you're open-minded, you're very flexible, you're a collaborative individual, but you also can lead in a collaborative way as well as be part of a team in a collaborative way. I think you are willing to step out of your comfort zone, like clearly with your Trashin activity, you know, you were throwing yourself out there in, like you just said, into sort of like a sphere of learning, which, you know, you are entering into something that you perhaps didn't know so much about, but you're willing to do that and take a risk and grow as a result. Yeah, there are so many different things that you've achieved.
You
should be really proud of what you've been able to do and how you've sort of pushed yourself out of your comfort zone and been rewarded as a result of that. So you should be really, I think you should be really proud of what you've done.
Thank you.
Can you tell me a little bit about how you feel you've connected with our mission, our college mission, maybe in relation to either sort of a building community, whether that's local, national or international, or whether you've, to what extent in some way or another you've engaged with supporting peace in some respects. I guess your Trashin kind of activity also very, very much speaks to sustainability as well.
I guess this like example may be slightly atypical to some degree, but I think generally being part of like Culturama for the last three years, even like before like I started the CAS program, has been a really good way of, I think, that one, building community and working with like a lot of different people and, you know, being a collective and having to build something from that, but also the idea of like learning from different cultures and being able to immerse myself in like the other people's experiences and growing like more appreciative of like diversities in the world, which I think is something that, you know, the college is, you know, like that emphasizes the idea of bringing different nationalities together. And I think that it's a really beautiful display of that when performances are like able to take place for Culturama. And yeah, I think that's like one of, I think in terms of like bringing peace as well, when I did my voices spoken word thing, which was raising awareness about like gender-based violence and other issues related to like gender and sexuality, I think that was a way to also like foster more, I guess, like positivity and peace for groups which are, again, like marginalized in different ways. And I think doing that in a creative manner as well was a way to like step out of my comfort zone and address like, I guess, more serious topics in a way which was respectful, but also able to like bring out from like my creative side as well. So mm-hmm. I thought that was really important for me. Yeah,
it's interesting to see how you know what might be the best way to approach these issues of diversity. And mm-hmm. like you say, that's not always necessarily through let's say formal debating, right, and discussion, yeah, and so on. Mm-hmm. You can use other approaches, mm-hmm, and other platforms in order to do that. And it's, yeah, interesting to see that you've been quite innovative in thinking about how you can have impact, mm-hmm, in raising awareness and understanding about key issues, mm-hmm, in different kinds of ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So well done.
Thank you.
If you were, like, looking back now, if you were to speak to one of our grade 10 students that was maybe a little bit reticent about signing up to activities for next year, mm-hmm, what would you say to them? Because I feel that sometimes in the moments at the beginning of grade 11 when people sign up to sports and creativity and other sort of service activities, they don't necessarily always internalize the benefit at that moment in time.
Right,
What would you say to somebody that was a bit reticent about signing up to CAS?
I mean, I think the way that I've treated CAS the last 2 years is just a way to flourish in my already like pre-existing areas of like passion. Mm. And I think that even if, for example, a person is really like into sports and they only do sports, there's always something for them in like the creative field as well. Like being creative can manifest itself in so many different ways. And I think it, like, if you limit yourself to thinking that you can only excel at like one area of CAS, then that is immediately going to kind of take away from the general experience. So I think it's just, you know, being open-minded to trying new things and realizing that they're, regardless of like how you like feel at the start of it, you'll find something that's, you know, maybe unexpected but will bring you a lot of like benefits in terms of, you know, being able to like experience new things, learn a new skill, or you know, just like finding a new passion. I think that they're like, we're really lucky in this school to have like such a great activities and service department. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just don't treat it necessarily as like an it is an obligation, but, you know, don't like treat it as something that you're doing just because it's CAS, because there are so, like, we have so many options available to us that there will definitely be something that you'll find, whether it's you already knew that you enjoyed it or not.
So, yeah. Yeah, I think it's that balance between sort of continuing to pursue something that you're passionate about and mm-hmm. You know brings you joy. Mm-hmm. Whilst at the same time, I like what you said about taking on board new opportunities, and you're not sure what you're going to find, mm-hmm. but in some shape or form, if you keep doing that, you'll probably find something unexpected that actually out that you enjoy. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of, I guess, taking a risk in that sense as well that's important.
Yeah, definitely.
So moving on to university then, what do you think, two questions really. First of all, what do you think you're going to take with you that will stand you in good stead as you move to university and, you know, join a new community? Mm-hmm. And then is there anything else that you would like to seek out at university as sort of new areas for growth?
Right. So I guess like starting from like the latter question, because mm-hmm. I think that could help look into the ways that I might engage myself with other people in university. I think that I do want to continue with like art, with like artistic activities such as singing, and although I didn't necessarily put it on like my portfolio, I did the musical this year, so continuing with like singing and musical theater, I think those two activities are great ways to like build community and to like meet different people. So I think it's that, you know, taking like the skill of just being able to talk to a lot of people and not feeling too like hesitant, especially I think being in university and being surrounded by like loads and loads of new faces more so than like here, I think. And but then, you know, still being able to like continue with like these areas of passion for me, I think for like well-being as well. I think sometimes with like sports and stuff, I tend to compare myself to others, and that sometimes like makes me self-conscious, but at the same time I think it's that same thing as well of just doing what I need to do to like feel good on a day-to-day basis, and then the same thing as again as well as like networking and building I think a good like support system, because I know that like in university like it isn't going to be like one small bubble, and you know it's like so many like what different webs of like people that you're meeting all at once, and it's it's being able to like find I guess like important or like key people who, you know, you feel like yourself with in all of those like moments that you I guess I'll like have in the future. So yeah, just I think for me the most valuable thing is just to like know how to socialize with to like know how to socialize well and to not like be afraid to talk to people.
To kind of use it sort of like seeking out those creative activities that kind of give you the medium through which you can meet new people,
right? Yeah,
in a less stressful way. Also challenging yourself through sports again to meet others as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the way you put it, sort of like meeting different, you know, it's a big web of a community, and making sure that you're not just meeting people in one section of that web, but you're making connections more widely through sport, through creativity, obviously through your academic work and so on.
Yeah.
And I think you're right, you know, that sense of connection that you get very much supports well-being and, you know, making you feel that you've got others around you that share your interests, that, you know, are concerned about you as a person.
Right, yeah.
And vice versa, you will give back, I'm sure.
Thank you,
I think that's really important when you make that transition to seek that out, and using your passions, your creative passions, but also testing yourself in other areas, I think is a really really interesting but also quite sensible and practical way of actually doing that.
Like, you know, benefiting from it but also like contributing to my community. As you put it.
All right, good. I think that's it.
Thank you.
Thank you.